This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start the show with something positive.
Naturally.
And my little victory is yesterday I went to the dentist and had a really good quick visit, and it was great.
In and out?
In and out.
Zoop, zoop.
Zoop, zoop. I said, can you contour my teeth a little more?
Floss me up, Doc.
He goes, sure, Allie, come on in. So Dr. Babcock, my dentist, I asked him to shave down my canines. You think that's weird?
I mean, a little bit. You know, that's just a little strange, but that's just me.
It's not as strange as you'd think. You'd be surprised.
No, actually, you're 100% right. I know people kind of like do dental work a lot of times.
I don't like my smile like I used to. I used to smile with my teeth more. And so I said, can you fix? I think my teeth have moved. You fix this a little. And so he did. And I went home and I was like, I already love him more. And I was in there for like 20 minutes tops.
Hey, that's lit. See, the only reason I think that's weird is because I want to sharpen mine more. I like my canines.
You weirdo.
You know what I see? So you think I'm the weird one. I think you're the weird one. This is why we fam.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is that we here. We up and at it. We making it happen. You know, I feel like my voice is getting a little bit better.
Oh, good. That's a little victory right there.
A little bit better. And so I'll take it day by day, G. Honestly.
I'm shaving teeth, which probably freaks people out.
That sounds so weird when you say it out loud.
It does sound weird. I think they look straight now. I'm just saying.
You see? You're not wrong. They look good. They do look good, though.
It's because I'm happy now. I feel good about my smile. Okay, you know what? Question of the day is next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so the question of the day was inspired by DZ yesterday. Your best cold freeze day meals, because it has been so cold outside.
Chilly.
Like polar vortex cold.
Yeah.
And yes, it's going to get better now.
It's really chilly out.
It's starting. It'll start ramping up again. We'll get up to like 10 today or something.
Woo! Heat wave, baby.
So hot in here. But what is your best cold freeze day meal, DZ?
Man, honestly, I feel like a lot of soups are going to be named, sure. But to be real.
Yeah.
A good freeze day, cold day meal is going to be a good old beans, rice, and steak.
Wait, what?
Beans, rice, and steak.
Oh!
Arroz con frijoles.
You like a hearty meal.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Yeah, we did soups on Monday for the question of the day.
So it's like soups are standards. Don't get me wrong. Cold days are good.
People are going to say chili.
Naturally. When I said chili, I was like, I meant the temperature, not the chili.
Mm-hmm,
but rice.
Any kind of
beans.
Girth.
Yum. And pause. And steak.
I was going to say carbs.
Some, you know, yeah.
spaghetti, thick. I could go for a beef stew. It's like I don't need beef stew in the summer.
No, nope.
But I'll eat a beef stew in the winter, let me tell you what. And I'll just take the potatoes out,
I mean, you can slide the potatoes this way. But I got you.
I'll give you my potatoes. That's fine. But I agree. It's almost like a comfort food meal.
Because think about it. The other day when we were out shoveling, everybody was.
Yeah.
I came inside and my wife, Erin, naturally. Yeah. Everybody knows her. I was like, I don't know why I'm saying like nobody knows her. My wife, Erin. But I came inside and what she had prepared, some
what was
steak.
It?
Some rice, some beans, and I said, "Wepa," and I started eating. I had like 3 plates of that joint, and I just felt good.
Jane in Caledonia texted in, grilled cheese and tomato soup. That's a good cold day.
That's a good pull.
Best cold day meals. Shakira in Plymouth texted in, spicy lasagna soup or pho.
Lasagna? Is it pho or pho?
Pho, whatever. I don't know.
But spicy lasagna, that sounds good. What's spicy lasagna? What makes it spicy?
And Elena in Waukesha said, good morning, Allie and DZ. And that was it. Good morning, Elena. Shout out. That was earlier.
We're the cold day meal.
We are the meal. We're not just a snack
today.
We're
a whole meal.
We are kind of a meal. Kelly in Sussex said, grilled cheese sandwich. Simple, but so good. It's the warm. It's got to be.
The gooey. The the feels right when you ingest. I get it.
Yeah, I'm with you on the needing some substance on the colder days. You want more. All right. What is your perfect cold day meal or your freeze day meals?
Freeze day meals.
Ooh, I'm getting hungry already. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about your best cold day or freeze day meals. And I get it that you guys get really hungry when it's cold out. Me too, man.
We're usually out working in this weather, and then you come inside going, I'm hungry. /angry.
Seriously. Emma in Sheboygan texted in and said, anything in the crock pot. She said, threw some chicken, bone broth, and herbs in the morning, and we'll have it over rice for dinner. Yes, Emma.
I support. I really do support. It just takes hours to do, man, and that's what hurts.
Oh, and then Chrissy in Waukesha texted in and said, definitely chili with the noodles. Well, Chrissy, you just started another question of the day. Noodles are not in chili. That's coming up later this week.
Chrissy,
probably.
Don't get me started. I'm not trying to fight nobody right now.
People love to fight over that one. We're going to do that for the question of the day because it's still going to be cold for a few more days.
Listen, we got time.
It's on the way. Don't worry. Let's go to OG Lori, first caller this morning. Lori.
Good morning. Wepa, wepa.
Big wepa.
Wepa. All right. What is your cold
I have
dinner?
The best cold weather dinner.
Prove it.
Say less, right.
just had it yesterday, matter of fact.
We'll say more then.
Roast sirloin beef tips and gravy over mashed potatoes and corn.
Chef's kiss.
You lost me at the corn, OG Lori. I ain't going to lie to you, but it was good until then.
I like it. It's like a
you
big
know what?
Slop
I don't bowl. Like corn either, but I make it because everybody else eats it except me.
Fair enough. You got to mix it in. It makes it a hearty. Yeah, it makes it a hearty. Would you call it a smash bowl? A slap bowl?
What did I call it? I don't know. What did you call it?
No, it's just, you throw the sirloin beef tips in the slow cooker with your seasoning. And then when it's all done and you've got the juice, then you make the gravy and over mashed potatoes. And
maybe I called it a slap bowl. It's like how KFC had those bowls of everything in once. It's the same idea.
I'm a fan. OG, you might be right. You might have just won that one.
Beef tips with mashed potatoes. Yum.
Throw in some bacon.
And you can make it with mashed cauliflower that you raised too.
You sure
can add anything you want to it. Additional, bro. So many ingredients go together in that setting. I love it.
All right.
I always throw mushrooms and onions in with it.
Stop it. I'm hungry.
Big fancy OG Lori. I see you.
All right, Lori. Love you.
Hey, I know how to cook. I've always told her if the boys want, some help, some recipes, I'm down.
Be careful what you offer to do, Lori.
Right, be careful what you wish for.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Love you guys.
Love,
take it easy.
Bye.
Emily in Menominee Falls. Listen to me, unable to talk this morning. Now I'm hungry, that's why. She said a crock pot roast. Yum. I'm down for that one for sure.
Anything in the crock pot, y'all ain't wrong.
And then Eduardo texted in and said, Dominican... San sancocho.
Sancocho.
Sancocho, which soup. Is like beef stew or Mexican beef stew. You had me, Eduardo. I'm in. Drop some of that off.
Listen, sancocho.
I'm sure I had it when I was in the Dominican, probably.
Guaranteed.
Right?
Yeah. Guaranteed you've had that soup.
It was years ago, but I've been there.
You took a very, very, very long nap right after you ate it. Do you remember that? Yep.
Well, I also drink a lot. But anyway, let's go to Sean in West Bend, the new father of twins. Look out at 40. I love to razz him. Sean.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, Mike.
I love it. Sean, what's your best freeze day meal?
I got to back up Emily in the falls. Pot roast with gravy, mashed potatoes, and green beans.
Oh, can I ask you something, Sean?
What's up?
When my mom always made pot roast, and I loved it as a kid, our sauce was red. Do you do pot roast with brown or red sauce?
Brown.
Ours was more tomato-y growing up.
Oh, more like a tomato paste?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ours, I guess it'd be like a beef-based.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like a broth, more broth-based.
I never realized they're different.
But it's so good. I mean, it's like you swallowed a furnace. It's so warm after you get done eating it.
He's not wrong. It's
four below outside. I feel like if I ate that, I could go outside with a t-shirt.
And you'd feel right because you still got it in your chest for the next 30 minutes, boy.
And you'd look like one of those VapoRub commercials where the chest is lit up.
Lit up, like looking like Iron Man.
No doubt.
He's not wrong, but he's also so right. Oh.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Well, thank you. That was a good one. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Peace, man. Love, bro.
That was really funny. He lights it up like a furnace, bro.
One pause, too. Yeah, you're right.
We haven't talked to Lori in Cedarburg in a minute. Let's pull her up here.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Dust off her theme song.
That's what that is?
Ah, jeez, Lori. Where have you been? Come on, Lori.
Sorry, working.
Sure.
Blah, blah,
sure,
blah,
valid
blah.
Excuse. Working. Blah, making blah. Making life choices that matter to me.
Well,
all right, whatever.
Destiny texted in Menudo.
Ooh, Menudo's good, even though it's not for me. Not for me.
And whoever texted in chicken and dumplings, yum. I miss chicken and dumplings so much since I don't eat carbs like that anymore.
Whatever dumplings are made out of, made out of love.
What is your go-to for cold food freeze days, I guess?
Don't really have a name for it, but Italian sausage, meatballs, pork ribs, all thrown up and slow cooked in gravy all day.
You know what? It's meat and gravy is where we're going with all of these, you know?
But what is... You don't say you don't have a name for it? You make this up yourself? I've never heard of anybody making meatballs and sausage at the same time in a dish.
I do that now. I actually... You merge the sausage and the ground beef and you make like almost pork meat. They even sell them at the store like this now. You mix... I put Italian sausage and ground beef together to make meatballs. My dad taught me that
trick. You make them... You make one meatball out of the
bowl. With Italian sausage and ground beef. I do. I don't know what she does. But.
Italian link sausage, like the Johnsonville sausage, meatballs, pork short ribs. And when I mean gravy, I'm talking about Italian or like pasta sauce.
She leaves it as a mix up, bro.
Peppers with like.
But like more meat.
Wow.
Okay. Not sausage and peppers. She's like sausage and more meat.
She just throws crap in the crock pot, is what she does, basically.
I don't know what to call it, but it's meat on meat. It's a meat lover's stew.
Okay.
Oh, grandma made it all the time. You cook the meat, brown it off, and slow cook it all day. I'm starving. Goodbye, Lori. I'm dying right now.
You guys are killing me.
Meat lover's diet. Bye, Lori.
Why did we ask this? Love you, Lori.
Good to hear from you, fam.
Yeah.
Bye.
Danny in Oak Creek said chicken chimichangas. Yum.
Some enchiladas.
Sherry in Caledonia said, just give me a rotisserie chicken and I'm happy. That's what I do sometimes.
We did get a rotisserie chicken the other day, bro.
Once the skin is gone,
I'm going with it, bro. I'm out.
Oh, Brittany in Milwaukee, a chicken pot pie. Good pull.
Ooh.
Good pull.
Ooh, three of my favorite things. Ooh.
Yeah, and then Natalie in Menominee Falls, a Big Mac tater tot casserole. You took it up a notch with the Big Mac part.
Once you mentioned casserole, I know you got whip experience in the kitchen, bro.
Whip experience. Let's go. You know who else?
Who just pops out of casserole?
Who just pops out of nowhere like Teddy and Muskego, which is what just happened this morning, by the way.
Mr. Marnin?
Yes.
Hello?
Teddy?
Oh, yeah.
Teddy.
Marnin.
Where have you been?
I've been being an adult.
Man, he's lying. Yeah, look at him stutter. He's lying.
Working on the mustache.
He's been sleeping.
Yeah. Teddy, good morning.
It's good to hear from you, man.
morning.
We haven't seen you since our toy drive. You just disappeared like every other man in my life.
Came in like Santa Claus, donated for the kiddos, and then dipped out.
You know, just because I'm not one of, you know, your nickname boys doesn't mean I'm not better.
You're Mr. Marnin. What are you talking about?
You're Teddy and Muskego, and you have a better mustache than any man I ever dated. So there you go, Teddy.
It's in the jeans.
It's in the jeans.
All right, so Teddy, what's your cold day meal?
Well, half of mine got taken, so now I'm at the bottom of my list. I'd say probably skillet potatoes and kielbasa.
Oh. What?
Wait, which one of yours got taken?
Oh, like the dumplings and chicken, but I don't do the soup. I do it in gravy.
Mm.
It's real good.
I'm so elevated.
Pot pie got taken, rotisserie chicken taken, you know, so whatever.
Well, and now Angie in Milwaukee texted in, Grandma's homemade scratch from scratch chicken noodle soup.
Dang. Oh, from scratch, though? Y'all different, man.
For real. I want to be friends with your family.
I mean, one thing we all know is that our list is pretty cohesive. If we were to have a little freeze day party together, we'd be eating good.
Seriously, and if you're not starving right now, are you alive?
But did you die, though?
Seriously.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right. What is the problem today? By the way, WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. DZ, we got that out of the way.
Boom.
What's the problem today on What Would DZ Do?
Well, you know, this was going to be interesting because it's a work one slash manager one slash y'all. Let me just get into it.
Oh, everyone's like, let us pull up a seat for the work issue today.
Yeah. And y'all going to be like, oh, it's one of them, huh?
Relatable.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
What is the problem?
Gina hit us up, and she's an early 20-year-old black woman. Wears wigs and weaves and mentions how the other day her manager asked if her hair was real. Right? Says it's not the first time she's asked me something along those lines, and I don't really know how to respond, so I just laugh. This isn't the first awkward interaction that I feel I've had with her either. A while back, she was hesitant yet insistent about how she wanted to touch my hair and wished she could do the same styles that I do. Gina goes on to wonder about, has anyone else experienced situations like this, and how do you handle it when people make comments or attempts and feel a bit off about it? So it's simple.
It's first of all, so offensive to be like, is that your real hair? It's none of your. It's the same reason you don't ask a man if he's wearing a toupee, okay?
Sure.
You just don't. It's none of your damn business, even though you're thinking it.
I was going to say, yeah, but sometimes it's obvious, isn't it?
Yes.
So why do you need to ask the question?
Well, and yeah, it feels so rude. I can't imagine asking someone that, you know?
What it comes back to me is really more of some people might call these microaggressions. I don't see it as a microaggression. I see it as a micro misunderstanding, right? Because culturally, you don't have certain experiences. So culturally, you don't have certain boundaries, right? When those boundaries get crossed, especially in a professional work setting, it could be really, really difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
Especially
That's
when one
fair.
Person's a manager, one person's just an employee, whatever.
And I agree with the culture stuff and hair and what it comes down to, but you know what? People ask me all the time if I have extensions, and I actually find that offensive, and I don't know why. Yeah, I'm like, first of all, no, and second of all, who asks things like
that? Really, it's a really common thing for people to have extensions, for people
thing.
To wear wigs, for people to do weave.
It is
for
now.
People to change their hairstyle at their will and how they want.
And I don't know. When I get asked that, I don't know why it offends me, but I'm like, why would you ask me that? No, I don't, but if I did, it's none of your business.
I guess this is my question, right?
Yeah.
Because the fact that she's a black woman should have nothing to do with this, but I think it inevitably does.
But it does. I've seen, you know what, Chris Rock, who did the documentary on HBO years ago about black hair, and it changed my life, like my perspective. Was it Chris Rock who did that? And it was just a really interesting documentary. And then this was years ago that actually started the conversation.
Sure, before the Crown Act, before all that.
Yeah, that if you weren't black, you might not have understood good how much of a sensitive topic it can be, but I'm like, yeah, but I get it why hair is sensitive to, for a lot of people, but it actually changed my perspective on everything. Well,
and to understand the history of, you know, hair, black hair, and the black experience, that's a whole nother conversation. What we're talking
good
about...
Good hair, that's what it was called. Good hair with Chris Rock.
With Chris Rock.
That's what it
good
was
pull.
Called.
Good yes, pull. Great yes. memory, bro.
Well, that's just what the first experience I had, where, first of all, I wouldn't have asked these questions anyway, but I learned a lot about, you know...
But I understand the curiosity and the experience of seeing somebody with hair that's not like yours, right? Mm-hmm. I remember as a kid, people wanting to touch my hair. I remember as an adult, people wanting to touch my hair.
Really?
Oh, man.
Really?
Listen.
That was in 2009, so it was 15 years ago, but still, that conversation should have been had before that. It shouldn't have been 2009 for the first time when I saw a documentary about that. You know what I'm saying?
True. Not true. And the conversation could still be had, right? But this is more about somebody crossing a professional boundary with a personal boundary.
Yeah.
And you don't want somebody touching your hair. I, quite frankly, I don't like people touching my hair.
I can't believe people ask to touch your hair.
Most people don't ask.
They just do
it? They just do it. And I will have unfortunately, adverse reaction usually by like moving my head away. Yeah. People are just comfortable, right?
Wow.
And it's weird, right? Mm-hmm. But I also wonder why it's such a big deal to us. I know it's an interpersonal bubble thing, but it's hair, right? And it's more of the micro misunderstanding than microaggression for me, that it gives us a chance to have a conversation, right?
Yeah.
She's asking out of curiosity. I'm long-winded in saying, I don't think she's being offensive. I think you're wanting to be respected, but you're not giving the opportunity to explain why or explain what.
Yeah.
Maybe she just wants to know. What I'm hearing is that she kind of wants to be like you, boo.
Yeah.
Gina.
She likes your hair.
She's trying to see if it's okay for her to get braided up like you braided up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you braid hair, maybe. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but if you don't have a genuine, just outright conversation, just because she's your manager, you don't want things to get weird. I understand.
It is a big deal, though, because you yourself, DZ, said you don't like people touching your hair and you pull away when people try to touch your hair and stuff. So it is a big deal if it bugs you. You know what I mean? That's your body. That's your personal space. That's you.
I hear more questions than I hear somebody like just trying to control or like put themselves on you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've had people put themselves on me and like run their fingers through my hair like, your hair is just so nice.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. What a beautiful chocolate man. Right?
Oh,
all white girls on it, man. For real. I'm just being honest, man. I'm just being real. But I don't hear that. I don't think that's what's happening here. I think you've got a manager that's probably really down and trying to be cool with you and wants to ask you about this, and you feel awkward, but you also don't want to cross that awkward line because she is a manager. Maybe she's trying to be a homie.
It's so hard when it's your manager, the one that's being inappropriate, but
because it is inappropriate, 100%.
Somebody texted in, graduate student for mental health counseling here. I am studying this in school right now, and DZ, you're spot on. Sounds like the company needs to do a little cultural sensitivity training. She has every right to be offended, and I personally think it does become a microaggression if it keeps happening. Talk to HR and get some diversity training to take place.
Okay.
Some awareness, see?
Okay, maybe that's a place to start. You got great ideas.
Advice.
Sounds like you should be calling in.
Yeah, 414-533-1037. We're getting texts, and you can call. So what should Gina do? She has a boss basically asking her, are you wearing wigs?
Can I touch your hair?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, sometimes education is better than just having a confrontation.
You're right.
Ooh!
Look,
bars. Thank you.
Jinx.
The education is better than the confrontation.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Was my aw geez that funny?
It was hilarious.
Kayla in West Bend said, I just want to say Allie's aw geez about the hair situation was my favorite part of the morning so far. Audibly laugh like a hyena.
You said geez, but we knew what you meant.
Oh, come on. Stop embarrassing me.
You was like, oh, Lord, again.
Here we go again.
Oh, my God.
But fine.
We got to stop doing this, y'all. That was the aw geez was.
Come on, you guys. But this is also what you said about education.
Is better than the...
I don't remember. What was your line now? My recommendation is go watch Chris Rock's documentary. Start there with good hair and then go from there, everybody.
No, facts.
That's one place to start with it. I don't remember. What was your line now?
It was like, education is better than...
Now we can't even
now
remember.
We can't. No, see, now never you got mind. Me forgetting. I don't even think it said nothing about education.
I don't
Who
remember.
Knows? Whatever. It was good on the front end, bro. Listen back on the Odyssey app.
Ah, Jesus. Gina wrote in and she wants to know what to do. Her coworker, she's a black female, and her coworker keeps asking if she's wearing wigs.
And early 20s at that, too, so she doesn't have the professional experience.
Her boss.
You know what I mean, though? Like, she's been in school probably up until now. Mm-hmm. And now is in the professional world going, do they really ask about our hair this much?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
So, please
don't. We got gray hair.
Katie in Milwaukee said, the touching is wild. I learned years ago that black women are very sensitive about their hair, and I was informed the polite way to approach it as, I really like your hair, where do you get it done, and save your questions for the hairdresser. So Katie must have learned the hard way.
You go from there. Yes, exactly, yes. Bro, because the education is better than the confrontation.
There
I remembered it. There we go. Thank you.
Our brains are back. Let's go. Let's start with Laura and Racine quick and see what she has to say. Hi, Laura.
Good morning.
Day two.
Hey, good morning.
Ooh, gonna get a theme song.
What's your advice today on what would DZ do?
Okay, so as a female who's white, you know, I have a black family. So you maybe, like, she needs to explain it delicately, like, without sounding rude, but, like, try to explain that cultural difference about her hair. And absolutely, she should not be asking if she is wearing a wig. You know, maybe, like, get some, you know, try to help educate her, you know, so that
like
she
DZ
doesn't
said.
Ask those inappropriate questions, you know, because that's definitely not okay.
And I never thought it to be inappropriate. It's just that, again, you're curious. Curiosity is something that we
and
all
usually,
experience.
And for me, it's like, just if I like somebody's hair that happens to be a different, you know, ethnicity, then it's just like I ask, and I get my questions answered without trying to, like, cross that line.
Without crossing that, saying, oh my gosh,
are you wearing a weave or a wig or whatever?
Right.
You know, because it does happen. Even, you know, like Ellie said, even white people do the extensions these days, and you
everybody.
Just never know.
A lot of people, everybody,
be doing extensions
wigs
now.
Wigs and extensions are a big thing for everybody, but...
Dudes get fake dreads with yarn in them now, man. You can't even trust these... trust these dreadheads out here no more.
Getting that education and maybe, like you said, having, like, that company-wide, you know, cultural education and just how to be, you know.
Oh, and there's people in their car right now who had no idea it was a sensitive subject.
Have never had this conversation.
And didn't know.
Yeah.
Hector in Oak Creek said, DZ dropped hot bars with that education over confrontation. See?
Ooh,
thank you. And that whole, like, wanting to touch somebody's hair, absolutely not.
Don't touch anybody.
And listen, I get it. I've wanted to touch people's hair, too, but you catch yourself. You got to catch yourself. And the people that don't catch themselves, those are the ones that need the education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, a friend of mine just got her hair done, and I went up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. And then, you know, like, I did touch it. But she's a friend of mine. So that's a whole different thing.
I do say that is different when it's your people.
Yeah. Well, and somebody said, and what if they were struggling with cancer? You don't know anything. Like, imagine how rude that people don't even think about that. When, if you lost a life.
I hadn't thought about that.
I have friends that, you know, have gone through cancer and have worn wigs because of that.
Family, bro, for real.
And that definitely happened to me. I've shaved my head for kids with cancer, and people are like, oh my gosh, are you sick? And then they wanted to touch, like, my shaved head.
Oh, Laura.
All right, Laura, thanks for calling.
Appreciate you, fam.
Bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, day three, hopefully.
Michael's in Racine. Let's talk to him quick. Oh, my voice. Racine is popping.
Ah, geez. Drink some tea.
Jeez. Hi, Michael.
Hi,
good morning.
Good morning, man. Holla at us.
What's your advice?
You know, I think there's a little bit more here. I mean, I think context as far as the tone and how this question was asked could play a part. I mean, their manager, you know, employee, I feel like there's a little bit of a, not so much relationship outside of work, but, you know, they've probably worked together for a length of time. So, I mean, you know, I guess it depends on how the tone was perceived. You know, was the manager being rude with it, trying to make a joke? Then I get being, you know, kind of upset about the question.
Sure.
But, you know, I've had coworkers, you know, as you ask people, a lot of times you ask people, like, is that your real hair? A lot of times it's because you think it's nice and, like, how can
it's
I
so
do
beautiful.
That?
Yeah. Oh.
Right. You know, oh. I mean, growing up, I've seen, like, different hairstyles. You know, I'm white, you know, but I've seen, like, a lot of different hairstyles. I'm like,
I'm white.
That looks nice, right? Like, I wish I could do that. You know, I've seen, you know, a lot of different styles.
You're
and I
inspired
think they
look by
great.
It.
Exactly. Ah. So, you know, if you ask them if it's a real hair, maybe you can ask it a little bit differently, like, sure. instead of if that's a wig, but maybe ask if that's a real hair, maybe.
Well, it was kind of like the person that texted in and said, ask, where do you get your hair done or things
how
like
you get your hair like that
yeah,
or something
like versus
right
some
I mean
rude thing ways you're coming about it
maybe you assume exactly, that it's their real hair and let them tell you it's not
exactly you know I don't but who knows maybe the age barrier the age gap is quite different where like maybe the manager when you know in her day and age like it wasn't a problem asking that question maybe she's been around a lot of people that's got wigs maybe she's on upper age category where maybe
the older heads got wigs like that.
Well, you know what?
Exactly.
Michael, we appreciate you calling
Fair
in.
Enough.
We're running out of time, but I got to get to Lisa in Oak Creek because Lisa is a black woman.
Good points, though, man. Good points, though, Michael.
Thank
appreciate
you. Thank you, Michael.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Peace, man.
Bye. Let's pull up Lisa, our girl in Oak Creek, who we know. Hi, Lisa.
Salute, double salute,
hi,
queen.
Hi.
What up?
You want to chime in on this one, Lisa? Talk to us. What do you think?
Yeah, I think what she should do, like what she when she asks her that, to me, I'll say, yeah, I wear a wig. It wasn't asked in a rude way. I do get lots of compliments almost every single day, and they get used to it because they know I'm going to change my look. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I love it. You know, this is great. Mm-hmm. But as far as touching the hair, I know back in the day that was like some white thing for a good luck rubbing on the hair. So we even teach our kids don't let anyone touch or rub your hair because it's construed as very rude and it comes off that way. Some people do try to be rude about it. But if they're not trying to be rude about it, I accept the compliment and I say, hey, you can do it too. You can get on TikTok and learn all about the hair if you really want to learn about it.
It's called the perm. Allie, let me ask.
Yeah, but I don't perm my hair and then they think that you don't like your natural hair, which is another misconception. I love my afro. It's just very delicate to take care of. Mm-hmm. And I like the versatility to get up and go. Mm-hmm. And when your hair is done right, it looks absolutely beautiful. I mean, I get compliments all the time. Even if I wear an off color, like a bright burgundy or a blonde, and it looks good on me, and I wear it with confidence, you know, then I don't get that. I get a lot of compliments about it, you know. But women are our worst critics, and sometimes they will try to hurt your feelings if you look good and talk about your hair like that.
Have you seen?
I'm one of the people that just put them.
She's open about it.
Yeah. Have you seen Good Hair, the Chris Rock documentary? Have you seen that?
I did see it. Yeah. That was an education for a lot of people, like you say, who didn't even know.
It was education.
I work at, there's hardly any black females. Mm-hmm. And when I tell them that, they're like, oh, but it looks so natural. It looks so good. And I wish I could do that. I say, yo, girl, you can do your hair like that. There's nothing stopping you.
Say less, Lisa.
It all depends on the person and how comfortable they are with it. Like, obviously, she wasn't comfortable with it with her boss, and she should just tell her that I'm not comfortable with that question. Mm-hmm. That way, she won't ask anymore. And then, like you said, the other caller said, if you keep pushing the subject, then, you know, you're going to have some problems.
Then you got a whole nother issue. Then you got HR involved. But I do like having, you know, the cultural bias conversation and maybe bringing some sensitivity training into the workplace.
Yeah.
It could really help a lot of people, man, and just in general. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Allie, let me ask you.
Yeah, what's up?
Has anybody ever really been adamant about touching your hair?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. I mean, not that I can think of.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, your beautiful blonde hair, it's so pretty. Like,
no, not at work. I mean, I can't even think of anyone in public. I just can't think of anyone touching my hair in general.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe a
boyfriend would touch my hair.
Well, a boyfriend is different.
Because that's different. That's like an intimate, you know.
You got the pass.
Yeah, we're just sitting on the couch.
He rubbing your head.
And you're rubbing my head.
Right, now
we're talking.
Y'all
cuddling,
right.
But otherwise, no.
It is an educational thing. Because even young, you know, if they have their hair done, then they don't want to be approached and and with those weird questions and try to make them feel like like you said, you don't know where it's coming from. Why you're wearing it is either for style or fun or a necessity.
It's a conversation. Lisa, we love you. Thank you for calling.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Whew, that was a good one. All right. We can continue this conversation later for sure. Thanks for opening up the conversation. What was it again? Conversation? Education?
Education over confrontation.
There you go. Thanks, DZ. Did I just light up our coworker for taking our iPhone charger? You're darn right.
I mean, mine.
I said, his name's Tommy. I said, Thomas, I've been waiting for you to walk in the door all morning so I can light you up about stealing my iPhone charger.
And I said, run, Thomas, run. Tommy, run.
I found it in the sports studio. I told you
where it was.
So, well, maybe you shouldn't have snitched.
I did dry snitch. I was like, I know where it is.
Because I would have found it anyway, because I would have combed this building.
That would have been the first place to look. Every time.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Yeah, one of our coworkers came in, and I have had this iPhone charger in here for years, and nobody's ever borrowed it. And if they have, they've at least returned it, so I didn't
know. You've never noticed.
And today I came in immediately. I was like, where's my charger? Somebody took it.
And I said, I got an idea. And you knew exactly where I was going with it.
Nosy sports guys, man.
Yep.
Because I'm a mama boys.
Nobody else is bold enough to take a mama bear stuff besides boys.
And be oblivious and not return it. You know?
I warned him. I tried to warn him. Be like, hey, just bring it back when you're done with it, man.
I got it back, though. We're good.
He did not bring it back.
Do not forget that we have passes to Summerfest. Power passes coming up after Am I the Jerk, which we're about to get into, because these get you in to all 9 days, and we're giving you a pair of them. So it's not like you're going to have one and your friends won't.
No.
It'll be you and a friend or whoever. You'll have two passes.
These U.S. 9-day Summerfest power passes, like U.S. Cellular, bro, lit. Absolutely
it's
lit.
It's amazing. So those are coming up after Am I the Jerk. You ready?
I believe so.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her sister isn't coming to her birthday party, but just hear it out. Hear it out.
I need to start just listening through the whole time before I react.
Well, because this is... I think people are going to go both ways on this.
Okay.
But who am I?
Who am I to judge?
She says, good morning, Allie and DZ. Please keep me anonymous. So I don't remember what her name was, so we'll make it up at the end. She said, I want to know if I'm the jerk for being mad at my sister who's not going to come to a comedy show for my birthday. Okay.
All right.
She says, I'm planning on going to a comedy show on Saturday night for my birthday. I invited my sister, who's currently in college, to see if she wanted to come with us to the comedy show, which starts at 7 p.m.
These college kids don't want to go to no dang comedy show.
Well, her sister said she doesn't want to go just in case her college friends are having a party.
Exactly.
She said, I shouldn't be mad at her for not going because when I was in college, I would also go out with friends on the weekends and wouldn't be expected to do some stuff with family.
Fair.
She said, some disclosures, though. I went to college in a different state, 6 hours away. She's going to college right here in our hometown and living with my parents rent-free and my brother, who's also in college, and he is coming to the comedy show for my birthday. So am I the jerk for being mad at her? Thank you.
I see why this is all a problem.
Now, hold on, because again, there's some layers. One, her little sister's in college, and we all know how selfish we are, especially at that age.
Little brother's in college, too, though.
Yeah, but he's showing up.
He's going.
That being said, she said, I didn't come home for my siblings' birthdays, but I was 6 hours away. She's in town.
That's an excuse.
But I also remember being in high school, all this stuff, and being like, if I had something better to do, I didn't want to hang out with my family. We were selfish. Even now, sometimes I'm selfish. It's like, you want to do what you want to do with your friends.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
No.
And you just want to do what you want to do.
Yeah, and can't nobody fault you for that.
So.
But family does anyway.
Yeah.
Family does fault you for whatever they feel like faulting us for.
Because her sister's like, why can't my sister come to the party. She's in town.
That's a.
And
it's,
you know,
not,
in college, you're not even going out till 10 or 11 anyway. Please.
It's not an hour out of the day, bro. It's a whole night's commitment. Mm. You're going to a comedy show. That is what you're doing that night. Mm-hmm. Because guaranteed you're going to do something either dinner before or dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
So that is your night. And when you're in college, I get that you're going to get 1,001 nights out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also going to get 1,001 more birthdays with family, bro.
Kids are selfish. This is a friend of mine was just talking about how she's her kid's out of college and still doesn't want to come decorate the tree with her. She's, you know what I mean? Things like that where you think, oh, we're going to have family time and the kids are going to do
this.
Great. You, a lot of times you have to force them to do stuff like that, unfortunately. And she's like, my daughter didn't want to come over to decorate the tree,
no dang tree with me.
I did it by myself. That's another perfect example of somebody in their 20s who's like, Mom, I'm busy.
Well, you're assuming that your kids are always going to just put you first.
Mm-hmm.
When did we do that?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We were
thank
selfish.
You. Like, we were selfish when we finally got a little bit of freedom to do what we wanted to do. Didn't we run with it, per se?
Yes, and it didn't mean our family didn't matter.
No, it definitely doesn't mean our family didn't matter, but we were focused.
But they're in the same town. She's here in Milwaukee. It's her birthday. She asked her little sister to come.
Is she living at home with mom and dad, too? Because if this sister that's going to the comedy show is living on her own, she can't put nothing on it. Mm. She's sitting there and comparing their two experiences, right?
Yeah, and she's older.
And she's older.
Yeah.
You live in your own life. You've lived your own life. You went to college away. Mm-hmm. She's trying to have her college experience. And she's saving a little bit of money by living at home with her parents. Don't be mad at her for it. And don't make her try to make her feel bad for not wanting to come to your birthday because you decided to go to a comedy show.
She
don't want to be at the improv. You do, Ma.
Older Olivia.
Older Olivia.
Older sister Olivia. Older Olivia. It wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her sister isn't coming to her birthday, but her sister's in college. Has no other plans, by the way. That's a little shady as well to be like, well,
I know that's why I grunted, bro, because I just thought about that.
We know how we acted when we were that age.
Yeah, but if you really don't got nothing else going on and you've got a younger brother that is going, that's probably the same age as the sister that's not trying to go, you are just being petty and saying, nah, that sounds boring.
Well, somebody said, not the jerk on text. It's one dang night of the year. Sisters being selfish. Isaiah in Milwaukee said, jerk. Life is too short to miss out on family events. You never know what day could be their last. Okay, you're saying not the jerk.
Not
because
the jerk.
Isaiah, you're actually saying you agree with the girl who wrote in, Olivia. And you're
older
saying
Olivia.
She is not the jerk
for being
upset because family's important, if I read your text correctly.
That did sound what it was saying, and I do agree with what you mean.
They're saying younger sister's the jerk. That's what somebody texted that in.
I think that's what we're kind of leaning towards.
I don't know if I am because I feel like I'm judging someone when I would have done the same thing at that age.
No, the text sound like they're saying that.
Yeah.
We're kind of saying we were
selfish too.
We're seeing why she's saying that. She's 21 freshly, maybe?
I'm not saying if she could be 18 or 19 if she's in college.
If she's waiting to see if her friends got parties going.
Right, actually, because that was pre-bars.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It was all parties.
It was all parties, yeah. You're right. She's not talking about going out. What it is, bro. She's not 21 yet. And I'm not trying to put that out there like that, but it's got to be. And she's going, if I go to the improv, or if I go, maybe not the
she's
improv.
She's thinking, I don't want to hang out with my family. I want to hang out with my friends.
If I go to the comedy show with you, I'm going to be out in public. Mm-hmm. I can't be at my friend's apartment, house party, whatever.
Okay.
In college. Yeah,
you know
I hear
what?
It. I'm here now. 414-533-1037.
Is older Olivia the jerk for being mad her little sister isn't coming to her birthday? Because her little sister just wants to do her own thing. She's in college.
Ugh,
awkward.
Big awkward, yo.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we named her older Olivia, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her little sister isn't coming to her birthday party. Now, she's going to a comedy show on Saturday at 7 p.m., and the younger sister's in college and said, I don't know, my friends might have plans. I don't want to go.
There might be a party that I'd try to go to instead of that, so I'm going to just wait on those plans to come about. Yeah.
Fine, let's go to Nick in Milwaukee and see what he thinks this morning. Nick.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh,
inspired and energized. All right, Nick.
Is Olivia the jerk for being mad at her little sister?
Nah, Double O is not the jerk.
Double O. I see what you did there.
That was a good one.
Okay,
Nick.
So Double O is Double not O. The jerk. Why, though?
No, because eventually her younger sister is going to realize that going out to those parties, just they're only fun when you're young.
Yeah.
But when I, if my older brother now, if he asks me out, he's like, hey, you want to go to the bar? I'm like, hell yeah, I'm appreciative of that.
Right. Versus when you were younger. It's like you understand, right?
And then yeah, when you're older,
I'm,
you
and
get
I'm
it.
I'm the younger one.
Well, and same. I'm the baby, and I would have, I get it now that I'm older. But when I, that's why
but
I don't.
That's what Nick's saying. Now she'll understand later in life. That's yes. why she's calling her not the jerk. Not old. She's saying, and Double O's not the jerk because Double O knows
yeah.
that you're not going to embrace mm-hmm. those experiences like you really think you are now. Later in life, you know, you're going to wish you would have came to the comedy show. Why am I crying?
I don't know if I've ever felt this way, but I feel like they're neither are the jerk because I feel like
what?
The older that's what I'm saying. The older sister, I get her because I do agree with Nick that Double O is eventually going to realize, or she gets it.
That the house party sucked anyway.
That,
yeah.
that, you know, she's not the jerk for being upset, but I also don't think the little sister, she's in her selfish era, like a lot of us were or
true,
are.
True.
And so then how can I judge? That's why I'm saying neither of them are irritating okay. me because I get both sides, but you have to pick, I guess. So
you have to pick.
Now I'm playing both sides. Never mind, Nick. You know what? You're not the jerk.
Nick brought a strong point, though, as to why it's not the jerk for Double O.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Fair
he
enough,
did.
Man.
All right. Thanks for confusing me even more, Nick.
Appreciate you. Later, fans.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good day.
Don't
love, man. Peace.
Blame them. Like, I'm doing it.
Thanks for making it harder.
I'm talking to my own self, blaming everyone else.
Nick, this wasn't about you.
No. All right, let's go to Maddie in New Berlin. Hey, Maddie.
Morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good All right. morning. All right, what do you think? Because Paula in Waukesha texted in and said, anyone who's mad at someone for not giving their time to them is a jerk. No one owes you their personal time, family or not. Oh.
So saying Double O is a jerk.
Yeah. What do you think, huh. Maddie?
I think she's not the jerk for a very specific reason. And I think that's because she didn't have no plan. She's literally preemptively waiting for plans to happen. And, like, I was in college. I had friends in college who did this. It wasn't me. But, yep. Like, there's you go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, if you really are trying to go out and go to parties,
you're
and
going
stuff,
out.
Like, yeah, there's
going to be multiple days. Since there isn't already plans set, you're saying sister's being jerk.
That's the part that makes the little sister the jerk.
Yep.
And that's why Double O's not the jerk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If she was like, oh, there's already this plan, or I was already invited to this, she's not a jerk. But
okay.
She's randomly waiting for something when there's other days happening. And if she really did want to go to a party that night, it's a comedy show at 7, you said. They're probably done at like 10.
She's going out at 10 anyway.
At the old, hey, exactly. Maybe it's the later show. Maybe it's the 9 o'clock show. Who
and
knows?
She's going out in spaghetti straps like we did with no coat in this weather. And you know what I'm talking
Put
about.
Put a dang coat on, y'all. What's wrong with you guys?
We don't need a coat. We look cute, okay? We're young.
Frostbite thinks y'all look cute too. All right, no, but Maddie's saying, nah, man. It's the point that she had no plans, zero things on the calendar, nothing on the docket, and you still said, I ain't going.
It's messed up, yeah. All right, not the jerk. Okay, thank you, Maddie. You have a great day. Good perspective.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Appreciate you. Bye.
All right, Dominique's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Dominique, good morning.
Hey, dog.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Do you agree with Nick and Maddie that Olivia is not the jerk for being mad her little sister's not coming to her birthday party?
Vacuum sweep.
We are going to go ahead and get out the brooms, the vacuum. We're doing it today. It is sweet.
Dang, son. Yep.
Somebody else has texted in and said, not the jerk. Again, the sister can go to a party after the show.
Absolutely, yeah. She was already pre-planning on not going to the sister's thing. So she's like, well, my friends might be having a party this weekend. So maybe. I'm probably not going.
And it wasn't even a maybe. It was like a nah. I'm trying to wait to see if there's a better function going on.
You know what Chrissy texted in? She said, what 20, 21-year-old has friends that make plans at 7 p.m.? Little sis could go to the comedy show for an hour or so and go out with friends later. That's the thing. It doesn't matter. She just wants to be with her friends. She doesn't
want to book her night
up. She doesn't want to be with her family. It just is what it is.
Basically wants to be available for anything at the drop of a hat that doesn't involve family. Bruh, she just might not rock with y'all like that. Stop forcing her.
And listen to this text. Somebody said, my daughter's 25 and lives in Nebraska. When she comes home for trips, she's not interested in doing things with me. She wants to see her friends.
Well, you can't be mad at it, man. This is the selfish era of life. Hopefully they come around full circle, and they might not, though.
Yeah, thank you, Dominique. Yeah. It's not the jerk problem today.
Appreciate you, fam. Love, man. Peace.
Mm-hmm. DZ, and dog. You know what? Even if you want to think this out even farther. So, you know, I moved away from home when I was, 21. I went to school where I grew up in Southern Illinois. And then I moved to Wausau. I moved to Albuquerque. I lived in Vegas. And then I moved here.
Dude, I moved out at 18. So, same. We moved out young. We both moved out young.
When I would fly home, because I would have to fly home to even go home, it was a whole trip. I would not
be sitting
around even in my, or I was 25 when I got to Milwaukee. So 20 to 25, I'm flying home. Was I spending all the time with my parents? No, I would eat dinner with them and be like, I'm out.
If that.
And if I came home, you were lucky.
Think about it. If that, bro. If you ate dinner. Yeah. Or came home
because I would go out with my friends because I was 22, 23. And I would be like, and my parents weren't like, you're not hanging out with us, even though it probably hurt their feelings. I mean, deuces.
Also, you were the third iteration to do this. You know what I'm saying? True. To be back and come out.
You know what I'm saying? As someone who truly, truly, like, came home.
You did this.
I would leave all the time, like kids do. And I watch my friends' kids do it who are here and never left.
Are you sticking to it? Sounds like you're sticking to it and saying that old 00 is the jerk for being mad.
I understand why she's mad. So she's not a jerk for being mad, but she's got to understand the little sister.
Midwest nice this, bro. What? Don't distract because we got Summer Fest power passes.
Not the jerk. Okay, screw it. You ready to give these away?
Yes. Let's get it.
All right. So we do have power passes to Summer Fest. This is exciting. These get you in all 9 days, and we've got a pair of them for somebody. And then after this, I busted somebody stealing from me.
What's up?
I busted someone yesterday. I didn't even told you any of this story.
Excuse me?
Stealing from me.
Excuse me.
And then they tried to lie to me when they stole from me.
You know I'm Colombian. You know we approach stealing in very specific ways in Medellin.
Wait till I tell you about this.
Say less. After, oh, no, we got things to do first, but say less.
I have never so I've never so not blindly busted someone stealing from me in my life. It's on.
I'm sorry to evil laugh, but you know it's there.
I can't wait to tell you this story.
All right, let's get it. Let's do these tickets.
Oh, I cannot wait to tell you this story about who stole from me and how busted they got, and then they lied to me.
Oh, you know I'm ready to fight somebody, bro.
FBI Alley was on one yesterday, let me tell you.
If snitches get stitches, you don't want to know what happens to the thieves.
Okay. Dude, pull up Art in Milwaukee. Hi, Art.
Art.
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Oh, Art.
Arturo.
I was going to say, are you an Arturo?
Yes, Art for Arturo. For the white people that can't say Arturo, they call me Art.
Hey, Arturito. Huepa, papi. Huepa.
Hey, buenos dias.
Thank you. We can say Arturo around here.
Come on.
Come on, dog. Art.
He said Art.
Rhymes with fart.
Come on now.
Okay, my bad, papi. Nice, okay, you're right.
He's calling from Milwaukee, but Art, congratulations. You're caller 33.
Awesome.
You are hooked up now. You have two passes to Summerfest. They're U.S. Cellular 9-day power passes. It gets you in every single day of Summerfest this year, you and whoever you want to bring, okay?
Sounds great.
Do you even get a chance to peep the lineup yet, man? Or are you just excited? Because it doesn't even matter. You're going to see everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got my kids, and my boy is great on everything. Everybody that's coming to Summerfest this year, he's really like, Dad, I want to see this person, that person. Well, I'm taking him, I guess.
Boom. Say less. Yep.
Wait, how old are your kids, Art? I got to ask.
Well, my son's 16.
They're okay, good.
And then my two twin girls are 9.
Aww.
No, listen, you're going to love this story then if you got a 16-year-old, because let me tell you.
Maybe not so aww.
Wait till I tell you this story. Okay, you know what? Somebody's going to be in touch with you, Arturo. And you will get the those passes. Have a great time at Summerfest and get ready because if you have kids, you're going to love this story. Have a good day, okay?
Later, man. Well, I'll let you see.
Thank you very much.
Love, man. Way up my peace, man.
Dude, DZ.
He got a 16-year-old, so he going to relate?
He's
Wait, does this got to do with the youngin'?
DZ.
The youngin' was stealing from you?
And
you know I will beat him up at will.
Same.
Like,
same.
I will fight anybody, but especially the kids,
Because
he's big now. He's grown man size. I will fight him.
Owen is 6'4", like 220. He is gigantic.
He's comparable in weight.
He's huge, and he's only 13, everybody. He's in 7th grade,
I'll chop him down like a grown man, bro. He's stealing from you? Dog, spill the beans.
I'll chop him down, too, because one day, you know, him and his brother...
I'll hold him then.
There you go. Him and his brother were wrestling, and he, like, knocked Hudson, like, over because he's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had talks with Owen about, you got to be careful with your size now. You're going to hurt somebody, and then you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
I know you're small in your heart, but in real size, you big, my boy.
He was like, he was doing that brotherly up against
put
the wall
lean
thing.
On. Mm-hmm. So put your body weight on
I put the lean on him, and I went up, and I go, you may be bigger than me now, but I will deck you, which, of course, I wouldn't. But, you know, I'm doing
you
this.
You press the presser.
I will, and he was like, no problem.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
He called me ma'am. I'll never forget. I was like, that's right. Go to your room.
That's right.
But yesterday, when I busted this kid, you guys, it was unbelievable. So I love Diet Coke. Let me just break it down. And Owen and Hudson love to ask if they can drink my Diet Coke. And I'll occasionally say yes, but for the most part, they don't need to be drinking soda. They're not even, it's not necessary.
But you let them have one every now and again?
Of course, yeah. Because you hold anybody back from something, they'll rebel. So every now and then I go, just ask me, because by the way, soda's expensive. Have you seen the prices?
Listen, with this inflation in this area and in this market.
So Owen's like, yeah, I'll ask. And he does ask occasionally, can I have like a caffeine-free Diet Coke? And I'm like, you absolutely can. Thanks for asking. Well, every night when I go to bed, I lock the door from the attached garage to our house.
Smart.
So follow with me, right?
Smart.
So I lock this
you
fire
secure
door,
your home.
The steel door. And one morning I came down and the door was unlocked.
Huh.
And I went, well, I always lock this door for safety. So
I know for a fact I locked this door.
I know that Owen came down, had a soda late at night, and then went and tried to throw it out in the recycling container.
Oh, he tried to hide the evidence.
Because, you know, I'm one step ahead. I'm like, oh, that's the only reason that anybody would
why
go out to the cold garage.
Yeah.
He didn't take the trash out.
But he took his own can
but
out.
He took the can out to hide the evidence.
He hid the evidence.
So then when he got home from school that day, I said, Owen, I said,
come here, my boy.
Yeah, I said, just so you know, you're not that slick.
I know you
were in the garage late last night because the door was unlocked, and I could see the wheels moving, and he's like, oh,
I'm not that slick.
Mom locks it, and he didn't realize I locked the door, right?
I remember making the realization that you wasn't as smooth as you thought you was for your mom.
Exactly. So this isn't even the stealing part, you guys. This is really, it gets worse.
So what happened?
So, you know, I leave for work and Owen leaves the house first because he's in middle school and, you know, middle school starts at like 7-something. So he's out the door first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I got home from work and I parked in my garage. I got out of the car and I went to open the same door that I lock every night for safety. And it's dead bolted. The door from the house. So
is locked?
After I left the house yesterday morning.
You got locked out.
Somebody went into the garage and then locked the door thinking they were one step ahead of me.
Thinking they was being slick.
But he forgot that I had left for work and I was going to be locked out when I got
home. I'm following.
So I was like, oh, hell no. I just busted this kid stealing.
Doubling up.
And taking Diet Coke at 6 in the morning, which, I don't think so.
So
my
it was
guys.
A morning Coke.
Yeah. So WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So I sat there on the couch and I could not wait for him to get home from school because I was like, first of all, thank God I had a key.
Yeah.
To that deadbolted door.
Nah, for real though, because you would have been sliding through a window or a side something.
I would have been so mad. Or I guess I technically could have gone around to the front door and unlocked it. But the point is.
Not the point. That's not the point.
The point is I was locked out and I was mad.
And now you've caught this man twice because you thought he was outsmarting you by locking the door back up after you had been gone, thinking that you locked that door when you're leaving for work, when the reality is you really only lock it at night when everybody's going night-night.
because I can't get in the house otherwise because I park in the garage.
Park in the garage. Duh. And otherwise, the house is secure, so why would you need to lock the door from the garage to the house when the garage is closed? No, I'm following. I'm sipping my tea on this one, girl, because now you're going, you call him now back-to-back nights, basically.
Back-to-back
night and then morning.
And then morning stealing from soda, and then thinking he's correcting himself, and I'm like, God, this kid just got more dumb by the second with the stealing from me, because
So when are we tying him up?
Well, we're not, because wait till you hear what happened when he got home from school.
What happened?
And how he tried to lie, and
yeah, what happened?
So good, I'll tell you next.
Oh, dog.
103.7 Kiss FM. Oh.
Your kids are something else, Allie, bro.
Oh, DZ's just telling me how Hudson called him last night and asked a funny question. That's another discussion.
Another story for another time.
Okay, so to recap, when I tell you how this kid tried to overcorrect his stealing and then lie to me, and the life lesson did come at the end. Don't worry, it's full circle. Mm-hmm. But so Owen likes to take soda out,
cool when he asks.
It's fine when he asks, but I like cans. You know, I'm a can girl. Yeah. And I just pour them into my Yeti or my Stanley or whatever cup
quick
I
travel.
Have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he had been taking them and then putting them in the recycling bin in the garage, thinking he was getting away with
it. But not asking. He was sneaking them.
Yeah. And so when I realized, because he wasn't locking the door to the garage, and then I said yesterday, he locked it after I left like a dummy, and basically ratted himself out, because when I came home from work, the door was locked.
You're like, this door, I never locked this door when I'm leaving.
I knew immediately he had a Diet Coke
for the morning.
Like at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I was like, unbelievable. So he gets home from school yesterday. He walks in out from the bus, and I'm sitting on the couch like, hello.
You have the evidence out of the recycling or not?
No.
You should have.
I was so sure I already knew what happened. I said, come here, sit down. Let's have a little talk. He's like, what's up? And I go, hey, you locked me out. He goes, what? I go, you locked me out of the house.
My house.
This morning, I came home and the garage door was locked because you must have gone into the garage this morning after you stole a Diet Coke at 6 a.m. Is that right? And he goes, what?
Huh?
No. Huh? No. And he's not making eye contact. And I'm like, he's lying to me.
Lying through his teeth.
So I'm like, Owen, I know you went in the garage, and I know you locked it because I had just told you that I lock it. You're trying to overcorrect your stealing. You're not even stealing right. Like, you're not even doing this right.
You're a terrible thief.
You're a terrible thief. I already know. He's like, what? No.
What? Diet Coke. I don't even spell Diet Coke.
Continues lying to me, right? Won't look me in the eye. I go, look at me. And I feel like I'm my father at this point, right? I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Stop lying to me. You got to do it, though. Yep. You got to be that person.
And I'm seeing myself lying to my parents about stuff, right? And I go, Owen, just look at me. He looks at me. I go, I know you stole a soda. And he goes, no. Remember, I vacuumed my room last night, and then I had the bag, but the trash can was outside. He makes up this whole story.
And it was elaborate.
It was a total lie.
But it was elaborate.
It was elaborate. And I go, that's a lie, because I'm the one who took the trash bag and put it in the trash can. So that's already a lie.
Cap, my boy.
And second of all, you're lying to me. Just admit you're lying.
Because I left this past morning and left the door unlocked.
Open.
There's no reason for me to lock it behind me when I'm in the garage. The things you don't understand because you're not at the age and have the experience nor do the things that I do in this house.
You're learning the hard way.
So you're learning the hard way, boy. You getting caught up.
And all over a stupid Diet Coke.
Over a Diet Coke.
A 13-year-old.
So he's really trying to layer it on that. No, Mom. You've got it wrong. You crazy.
Yeah, it's not
Mother, you're crazy.
He's gaslighting me.
Mother.
It's not about the Diet Coke. It's about the lying.
It's about he's capping.
And the stealing. And I go, okay. I go, so you going to admit to me you're lying? Finally. He goes, all right. I go, no, look me in the eye and tell me what happened. I took a soda. I went in the garage and I locked the door. I go, now we're getting somewhere. Now you're telling the truth.
Because I wasn't asking you. I was telling you the facts of what I knew happened, my boy.
Exactly.
I wasn't trying to even catch you up. You'd been caught up. I just needed you to say, yeah, you're right.
I was so mad that he was lying to me.
So
it's a real
happened?
Trigger. So then I say, I'm like, why are you lying to me? And he's like, because I thought I was going to get in trouble. I go, duh.
Duh. Now it's going to be worse. Okay, but I do remember that going.
Same.
I'm going to get in trouble regardless. I'm at least going to try to ride this wave out in a maybe I'll get off
I'll lie. So he goes up to, go up to your room right now. So he goes upstairs and and I'm mad, right? And I'm like, oh, but I also had this moment. This is the full circle moment where there was a life lesson. I had this vision of me when I was a kid lying to my dad about stupid stuff because of the fear of getting in trouble and how that led to me not taking accountability for things until I was old enough and grown enough to go, wait a second. No wonder I'm always defensive. I'm never taking accountability. It's not like, I mean, I know I for the most part try to do the right thing as a human being in my whole life, but I'm saying there are times where I would lie out of fear of getting in trouble
for the randomest things that weren't that
The core of a kid of being scared
from the trauma of being yelled at as a child when we were just learning how to be people, bro. And
take accountability. I went upstairs after I went woosah.
After you took a beat.
And I went upstairs and I go, listen. And I opened his room.
How long?
Maybe like 25 minutes or so.
Okay, for sure. Just asking, I'm taking notes because you're at the later stages of my life. I'm in the earlier stages. These youngins going to be stealing my Diet Cokes at one point in life.
Parenting sucks, man. Let me tell you. I open the door and I go, listen. And he goes, yeah. And I go,
you lucky I didn't beat you up.
You're lucky I didn't deck you. No. I looked at him, I go, I want to tell you something. When I was a kid, I used to lie to Grandpa all the time out of fear of getting in trouble, much like you. And I go, and nobody ever taught me to take accountability. So I'm telling you right now, do the right thing and take accountability. Mm-hmm. Even if you're wrong, you're better off in life. You're going to have more problems and more issues, and you're not going to be able to deal with confrontation. You're not going to be able to deal with problems. You're going to make bad decisions out of fear of getting in trouble or someone finding out or this or that.
And it's going to get worse for you, right? It's going to spiral, right?
It's going to spiral. Right. And so I'm telling you now, as someone who learned as an adult, lying to get out of trouble is not always the way. Like, obviously, there's things that happen. But
Alice said, I mean, the little white lie.
But overall, it was more a life lesson to teach him about taking accountability.
Jokes aside,
because that was something I didn't realize, and this is when parenting makes you realize.
And now's that moment for him, for sure.
Yeah.
Because it's not only teaching them when they're young. Like, as they grow, as they mature, they need to be reminded of some of these lessons in life instillments we tried to give them as kids, like the be good always kind of concepts, they need to be reminded as they get older.
Well, and here's a perfect, I try to give an example of how this can lead into a lot of big issues as an adult. So I'll use a friend of mine was someone I know was cheating on their wife and lied and lied and lied and got worse and worse and worse, and their marriage ended. And I remember being like, had you just taken accountability and been honest, you guys might have made some progress.
Everybody
would have
been all right, probably.
It would have taken a lot of work, but I think about these big scenarios in life when you become an adult where the fear of whatever makes you keep lying.
Yeah.
And instead of just taking accountability and doing the right thing, you know what I'm saying?
It's really
it's a bigger picture.
I feel like it's the fear of not even the repercussions from the lie. It's not even the consequences. It's the fear of like having to make the life admission. Right?
That you have an issue, that you are a problem. Mm-hmm. That you stole.
Whoever wants to make that life admission I stole. I've been bad.
It's embarrassing.
It's mad embarrassing, bro. But then when you can make that admission, when you can move past that, and whether it's stealing, whether it's about anything else, right? When you can do that, your life is going
to
feel better.
Well, one of the best things my therapist ever taught me was lying leads to shame. Because when you lie, you're lying to yourself. And so then you're ashamed.
And then you shame yourself.
And then you hate yourself, at least the self-hate. So the lying leads to shame, and shame makes you feel bad about yourself. So the more you kind of take accountability for whatever your bad actions are, or whatever you deem as bad, right? In this case, stealing. I'm sorry. I deem that as bad. If you can take accountability, then you're not going to have that shame over yourself. It took me years to learn about shame and how it makes you hate yourself, you know?
And people are in years of that process right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really doesn't. And not, I know we're kind of getting into a deeper conversation now about like shame. And
but that's why I'm saying,
a life lesson,
it's
right?
It's a life lesson overall that I was trying to teach him in that moment, because I was like, this is not important about the Diet Coke. It's not the Diet Coke. It's about the lying, about how you take accountability, how you, you know, live your life. Mm-hmm. And you're only 13. Mm-hmm. So if I can help you now, you might not listen. You probably won't.
Hey, listen, 13 turns to 31 quick, right?
Trying to plant that seed.
And he might need another reminder maybe down the road in a month or two or a year or two, right? But you're going to be there to give it to him.
Yes.
I think you're on point. Do you feel like he received it, I guess, as far as like the life lesson and the steal the Diet Coke, it's okay. I'm not telling you you can't. I want you to be like forefront.
I think they know how hard my dad is on me because they know their grandpa and they've seen him. They're afraid of their grandpa too.
Fair enough.
He's a hard guy.
I'm afraid of their grandpa
too. You should
too,
be, dude. Stan is, a lot of people are afraid of Stan, let me tell you.
Listen, I got a Stan in my life. I know what Stans are like, bro.
You know what it's like to be afraid of your parents.
I got Stans in my life.
So
they're not all my parents either.
When I said to him, I said, this is about taking accountability. This is the big picture. Yeah. He looked me in the eyes finally.
Good.
Versus when he wouldn't look me in the eyes before. He's like, I understand. I'm like, okay. And I was like, don't be like little Allie. Don't be like 13-year-old Allie who used to lie to grandpa. Allie. Okay. Take accountability now and your life's going to be better. He's like, all right.
Touche. Right.
So we'll find out. The kid steals from me again, though. It's on.
You better start counting them Diet Cokes, bro.
You're right.
Put air tags on them. Are we getting excessive?